Chapter 3. It was 10:15 as Kenny Gallagher looked down on the room from the speaker's table. Coarse-looking wives in sequined evening dresses, fat arms reddened on the underside, enjoying a joyless, counterfeit Christmas dinner served in a dowdy hotel banqueting hall. The retractable wall was concertinaed shut behind them because tickets hadn't sold that well. There was a time, not long ago, when he could have sold this hall out twice over. There was a time, a blink ago it seemed, when he was going all the way. But they didn't like Kenny anymore. It hurt him deeply to admit it. He felt it as a pain behind his eye, as pin stabs in his gut, as an impenetrable fog of adolescent self-pity. Kenny Gallagher had spoken at international conventions in front of audiences of thousands composed of everyone from business leaders to trades unionists, and he had commanded their fond attention. Wives asked after his family, wanted their picture taken with him. Husbands shook his hand. And now these, his own people, could hardly look at him over a tiny morsel of malicious gossip. It had all been glorious once. 16 years ago, on a cold, bright morning, Kenny Gallagher stood at the head of a 3,000-strong march. He remembered it in stills, a bright banner, hand-painted. Himself, young, sincere, as yet unknown. A photographer walking ahead. "Move in tight for me, boys. Make it look busy." Back then, they stood together at the brim of the hill, unified. Kenneth wasn't even important enough to carry the banner. A private schoolboy, just out of university, looking for a place to belong, a management trainee who took the side of the workers. They marched as far as Bath Street before the battle began. Flanked on either side by the graceful townhouses of wealthy Georgian sugar and tobacco traders, the front line squinted into a low sun like Soviet war heroes, defying the line of police officers ahead. They had no marching permit because they were a new union, unregistered, and it wasn't...